WMFO Medford. without you. Living without you was part of the fun. The fear was near enough to finally let you out to a closet in dark room. We used to talk to the sun and chase the lightning. And I never thought when left alone I got so frightened. Oh, I say I'd kill me if I ever leave you. Please do if I ever leave you. And you said
lousy friggin' key, didn't just get up and walk away on it. So, hello, that 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's Lils with On the Town with Mikey D. In that last block, we had Ride the Wave by Greenpeace, followed by Do the Lasagna by Smell, and Leave You by Pregnancy Mask. I'm going to turn it over now to one of my On the Town colleagues, and I'll catch you next week. I'll be fine out here. In the woods. Stick around later on in the show for an archival performance by Wargasm. And in the meantime, I'll be bringing you out with The Theft by Circus Trees. Uh-oh.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and this is your On the Town with Mikey D virtual concert report for July 2nd through the 8th. You know, we might not be able to get out to see live music right now, but fortunately, some music performances continue online from living rooms, basements, porches, and yes, even showers. The flip site, that's Facebook Live Isolated Performance page, is a TV guide of online performances, and you can find them at the Flip site on Facebook. That's FLIPP. Back Porch Carousel is a group of musicians that present live stream musical events with multiple performers and special guests. Look up Back Porch Carousel on Facebook. Once Virtual Venue is Once Somerville's new space on YouTube, where they are bringing shows online. You can RSVP for upcoming events on their Facebook page or their website, oncesomerville.com, and then you can watch shows online at youtube.com/oncevirtualvenue. David Mirabella of The Rationals has been sharing daily videos of originals and covers. He's been doing this throughout the pandemic and has already shared more than 100 performances. Club Passim has moved shows online with Passim Streams. See what's coming next by visiting their page on Facebook or their website, passim.org/stream. Narrow Center Livestream is Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. on the Narrow Center for the Arts YouTube channel. Walter Sickert from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys hosts Bunker Buds Rated Mature. It's midweek, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. on Walter's Facebook page. He took a break for a few days after last Wednesday's show number 100, and he returns tonight. Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge has online concerts with their Atwood's at Home music series hosted by music booker Randy Millman. Check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/atwoodstavern to see what gets added next. The Lizard Lounge in Cambridge has started to host online shows. You can also check out their Facebook page for more info. That's facebook.com/lizardloungecambridge. Boston folk duo The Wolf Sisters have been performing a Facebook Live show about once a month. Check out their Facebook page to see what they add next. And then this one, you're going to want to mark your calendars. Art Beat in Somerville is going virtual this year with live stream pop-up dance parties, progressive performances, storefront dance installations, and performances projected in unlikely places between July 10th through the 19th. Now for tomorrow, July 2nd, Boston musician Doug McCormick hosts Live Art Thursdays. It's every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. on his Facebook page. Another one for tomorrow night, Bridgewater Music Alley is taking their music series online, and tomorrow night it features Will Daly, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Friday, July 3rd, Ward Hayden and the Outliers host Outlier Fridays every Friday at 5 p.m. on their Facebook page. Saturday, July 4th, Scene Stream is live from Midway Cafe featuring Lenny Lashley and a special guest, 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Saturday on Midway Cafe's Facebook page. Next up, Sunday, July 5th, we've got four shows for you to check out, four events. One Somerville has a new event series called Let's Get Critical. It's hosted by the club's owner, J.J. Gonson. Each event features music writers and photographers talking about their own experiences and memories of interviewing the stars. On Sunday, July 5th at 1 p.m., JJ interviews Boston music journalist and author Brett Milano. It's happening at Once's new virtual venue, You can RSVP at oncesomerville.com or through their Facebook page at facebook.com/oncesomerville. In addition to his weeknight online show, Walter Sickert from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys hosts a Little Monsters edition of his Bunker Buds Facebook Live show. It's Sundays at 4 p.m. for kids of all ages. Boston musician Julie Rhodes has been tie-dyeing up a storm on her Instagram account, and now she's collaborating with Once's virtual venue to teach you how to do it. The live stream is happening Sunday night at 7 p.m., and same as the Let's Get Critical event earlier in the day, you can RSVP on Once's website or on their Facebook page. Devotion is the husband and wife duo of Boston rockers Mark Pinanski and Andrea Gillis. On Sunday nights, they perform 70s and 80s duets at 8:30 p.m. It happens on Andrea Gillis's Facebook page and Mark Pinanski's Instagram account. And Mark is M.W. Pinanski on Instagram. Monday, July 6th, on Monday mornings, Matt Heaton hosts Sing Along with Matt. You can bring your kids for a live stream of songs, dance numbers, stories, and general merriment for 30 minutes starting at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live. And that's facebook.com/MattHeatonMusic. And then one for Tuesday, July 7th, Punk Rock Aerobics is the workout that rocks out. It was created back in 2000 by Boston rocker Hilken Mancini. You can participate every Tuesday night through Punk Rock Aerobics Facebook page and then at Punk Rock Aerobics Instagram. Well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D virtual concert report. I'll see you out there someday.
Thank you, Suze. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the Town with Mikey D. If you're in a band, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love you to share your music so we can share your music. And let us know when you're playing and where you're playing and in what capacity you're playing. Because it's unusual times, we want to keep the word going. So you can send that right to us to our Facebook page, On the Town with Mikey D. Or you can send us an email, OTT, that's OTT for On the Town, at sonicenhancement.com. We'd love to hear from you, so send us some stuff. So this week, we're going all the way back to 1997. This is Roger Miller and Larry Dersch, known as Binary System. And of course, both of them are still very, very, very much involved. Sadly, we just said goodbye to Mission of Burma, but we haven't said goodbye to Roger Miller, and we'll be hearing some vintage Binary System. Going all the way back to 1997, live from our Studio D archives, please enjoy Binary System. You're on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
and join us. That was Pierre Drielsa, which is on our new album, The Binary System, live at the Idea Room. This next one is called The Floating Red Wall. And tonight it goes exactly like this. 5, 6, 7.
We'll be right back.
as the floating red wall. Our next show in town, though the town's kind of far away, Jamaica Plain. We're playing the Midway Cafe Thursday the 16th. We expect everybody who's listening to be there. They're building a new room next door just to accommodate the massive crowds. I've been playing a sampled piano, and now I've moved into the sampled prepared piano mode, which is the alligator clips and stuff affixed to the strings. We're going to play a piece called Boxation Overload. hope you're all enjoying yourself out there. As much as we are, at least half as much as we are. As we mentioned before, we just can't say it too often, we'll be playing at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain next Thursday the 16th.
I could tell them about the bus. I'll do that later.
President Clinton said he would be there, so...
WMFO Medford.
That was the epicenter, and This is the Sunken Gardens.